It's 10 a.m. I'll call the meeting to order of the Board of Assessment Review for June 6th, 2025. Mr. Keeler, are there any changes to the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the board. I do have a few changes to the agenda. The removal of items under property assessment appeal hearings, parcel number 134-2.00-3.00-A-8, parcel number 134-13.00-1347.00, and parcel number 334-8.17-30.00-107. We can strike those items from the agenda.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the amended agenda?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Warner and a second by Mr. O'Rourke to approve the amended agenda. We will vote. Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The amended agenda is approved. Next is public comment. We'll open the floor to any member of the public. All comments must be limited to items over which the board has control or jurisdiction, may not address any specific appeals, and must be limited to 3 minutes. Please state your name.
Mark Herlock. You all know me by now. I've been asked, what did I get out of this? Nothing. I didn't come here for myself. My goal was simply to inform appellants of their right to due process so they might be able to inspect their assessments in accordance with the law, but that never happened. What did they get? Well, the chairman admitted this board failed to review assessments. Mr. Suck admitted he did not complete assessments, and therefore his testimony was nothing but hearsay. So some people now know these hearings were nothing but fiction, so there's that. Does that mean you got every decision wrong? What do we know? Thousands of appeals were filed, and the public never saw any documentation. I only saw reliable evidence from three appraisers. Everything else was hearsay or hidden from public view, while questions to the county remain unanswered. We did learn that values provided by Tyler contain erroneous results. We just don't know how widespread the problem is, and after witnessing this fraud, we can have no confidence the county will inform the public of the true nature of the problem. I was waiting for this board to judge a property so egregiously misvalued that no reasonable person could deny it. Mr. Keeler, you didn't disappoint. Assuming it's properly litigated, the Rehoboth Mall appeal should turn out to be a landmark case. Common sense dictates the Michaels store at half the square footage cannot be valued higher than Walmart. Yet none of you exhibited a bit of common sense to question how that could be possible. It's inconceivable that decision complies with your stipulated agreement to correct assessments. Ms. Godwin voiced her misunderstanding of that appeal and still voted on a multi-million dollar value without reviewing a single supporting document. It's no wonder our lending institutions are failing. Property owners should ask the county if they plan to repeat this sociogenic insanity every 5 years. Hopefully my efforts will inspire much needed improvements. I'll leave you with this, Ms. Warner. You stated you had to follow parameters. No. You voted to adopt those parameters. So be honest to the public. It's your fault those rules were adopted, and you were not obligated to follow unconstitutional rules. All of you could have followed the law, but chose not to. Unfortunately, Mr. Suck isn't here today, but he certainly changed his attitude compared to Kent County last year. So apparently, he got something out of this.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. I'll ask Mr. Keeler to read those items.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Number one, parcel 130-8.00-31.01. Number two, parcel 134-2.00-3.01. Number three, parcel 134-2.00-4.00-park. Number four, parcel 134-13.15-196.00. Number five, parcel 135-14.00-35.03. Number six, parcel 234-28.00 2023-44.00. Number 7, parcel 331-6.00-4.01. Number 8, parcel 334-5.00-5.18. Or, I'm sorry, 334-5.00-518.00. Number 9, parcels 334-20.10-15.00 and 334-20.10-45.00. Number 10, parcels 334-20.10-53.00 and 334-20.10-62.00. Number 11, parcels 334-20.18-194.00-101 and 334-20.18-194.00-116. Number 12, parcels 334-20.18-194.00-201 and 334-20.18-194.00-216. Number 13, parcels 334-20.18-194.00-301 and 334-20.18-194.00-316. Number 14, parcels 335-8.08-11.01-1 and 335-8.08-11.01-10. Number 15, parcel 335-8.08-12. Number 16, parcel 431-1.00-17.00. And number 17, parcel 431-4.00-60.00. That concludes the consent agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions for Mr. Keeler? Hearing none, I'll accept a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda.
So moved.
Just before we approve that, I just wanted to make one clarification for the record. And I believe that's to item number 14 on the consent agenda. Mm-hmm. And I think, Mr. Keeler, you might have said and parcel 335-8.08-11.01-10 instead of through. I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Gotcha.
Very good.
All those parcels.
Motion still
so
good?
So moved, yes.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Wanner and a second by Mr. O'Rourke to approve the consent agenda items. And we will vote. Ms. Wanner.
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke.
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The items on the consent agenda is approved. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. O'Rourke and a second by Ms. Wanner to adjourn the meeting. And we will vote. Mr. O'Rourke.
Aye.
Ms. Wanner.
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The meeting is adjourned at 10:08.